See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy. Although we may readily think of philosophical systems which contradict Christianity, and there are plenty, St. Paul here is certainly referring to more than the academic discipline of philosophy. Any system that contradicts the Word of God, any reasoning that opposes what God clearly says, these also must be avoided, lest they take us captive. False systems and faulty reason are also to be avoided, lest we be taken captive by philosophy. Such thinking, however, is easier said than done. There are no doubt many evangelical Christians who would defend themselves against a charge of being taken captive by philosophy, yet many Christians follow reason to the detriment of the clear word of God. It is not difficult to find examples. It is reasonable to hold God responsible for those who believe and to hold God responsible for those who don't believe. A good Calvinist is very reasonable. It is reasonable to give individuals the credit for belief and to hold them responsible for their own unbelief. A good Arminian is also very reasonable. But those who accept one or the other of these explanations of belief and unbelief is being held captive by philosophy. The Word of God teaches that man must be held responsible for his own unbelief, but that God must get the credit for belief and for creating that belief in unbelievers. Lutherans are not reasonable, but biblical. There are many attempts to use philosophy, to use reason to explain different areas of Christianity. Perhaps no area of Christian belief has seen more use of bad reason than the Lord's Supper. It is certainly not reasonable to teach that the body and blood of our Lord in the Lord's Supper is the medicine of immortality to those who believe, and yet deadly poison to those who do not believe. It is certainly not reasonable to teach that our Lord's body is truly present in the bread of Holy Communion. His divine nature, yes, that's reasonable. But his physical nature, his human nature, that can't be omnipresent. That's unreasonable. And yet, unreasonable is exactly what Scripture teaches. Lutherans are not reasonable, but biblical. To the unbeliever, the height of unreasonableness is the cross of Christ. St. Paul tells us very clearly that the cross is foolishness to those who don't believe. It is utter stupidity to think that the Almighty God would kill his own Son and that thereby all people might have eternal life. Yes, utterly unreasonable. And yet that is what Scripture teaches. We must not be taken captive by philosophy, taken captive by reason, but instead must be taken captive by the Word of God. I could perhaps say to you that you spend 4 years in seminary learning to think unreasonably, but I won't. It might come back to haunt me if one of you might use that as an excuse for an incoherent answer during a theological interview. Let me rather say that we spend 4 years learning to know which is to be the master, reason or the Word of God. Is reason the master telling us what makes sense and what doesn't make sense, and thus what to believe and what not to believe? Or is the Word of God the master, telling reason how useful it is when it correctly comprehends the mind of God, but telling reason to keep quiet when the Word of God speaks something that reason cannot comprehend? See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy. Although this admonition of St. Paul must certainly be heeded by pastors, St. Paul is writing to all Christians in his letter to the Colossians. What you learn here in the seminary, you will spend a lifetime preaching and teaching, helping those who are under your care not to be taken captive by philosophy. For it is not only Christian doctrine, but Christian life that is unreasonable. To forgive someone, even if he or she refuses to forgive you, is not the world's way. To love those who hate you and to help those who hurt you, there is no reason in that, no philosophy, and yet the Word of God calls us to such a life. Whether you are a pastor-to-be, or a layperson, God calls you to a faith and a life that does not always measure up to the tenets of reason. What God calls us to is a faith and a life that is biblical. Where reason is not the master, there the Word of God is the master, and we remain captive to that Word of God. We can depend upon that Word never to fail or deceive us, no matter how opposed to reason it is. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy. Dr. Luther knew the meaning of that phrase. My conscience is captive to the Word of God, he declared at the Diet of Worms. May God the Holy Spirit preserve us in the true faith, always captive to that same Word of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.